so many people here. It's just really, really important that you are here. It's really important that the people inside City Hall, up there behind you, understand that the numbers of people being killed and injured on our streets is just unacceptable, and it has to change. We have to learn the lessons from every death and every serious injury on our streets, so that the way that the mayor runs our transport system can be adapted so that people are able to get to the shops, to cross the road, to cycle to work or cycle to school without risking their lives and without the terrible, terrible human tragedies that are represented by these bland statistics that come out in our newspapers. We're here today because three people riding their bikes and seven people crossing the road or walking have been killed on London streets since Sadiq Khan became Mayor of London. Now, it's not Sadiq Khan's fault. He's been mayor for a few days, a few weeks, and he does have the levers of power at his disposal to be able to make choices that will change how things are on our streets. And I don't want, in 4 years' time, when Sadiq Khan is up for election again, to be reading things in our newspapers like, a woman in her 70s was knocked down by a moped in Holloway. A cyclist collided with a bus in Aldwych. A cyclist died 4 days after colliding with a car in Hornchurch. A cyclist was killed in a collision with a lorry in Selhurst. A pensioner was hit and killed by a car in Wanstead. A pedestrian died as a result of critical injuries 4 days after she was knocked down by a bus. An 18-year-old man died after being struck by a lorry in Leamoth Road. A 3-year-old was killed by a 4x4 in Queensbury. A man in his 50s died when he was hit by a lorry outside Victoria Coach Station. A 54-year-old man died in hospital after he was hit by a car in Deptford. Each of these deaths is a human tragedy. Each of these deaths has families and friends who are grieving for the person who has lost their life. The mayor must put reducing road danger at the very heart of the transport strategy that he is due to publish. And I hope that knowing that so many people have turned up here today will give him the nudge that he needs to make sure that that happens.